Season 2, Episode Number 30, Flyer Girl Talk, Hotel Booking Trips. Remember, Nina does not do domestic. She's not a backpacker, avoids hostels at all costs, and she reps the Bad and Bougie experience based on a seasoned traveler's budget. If you have the same feels, you're in the right place. 32 countries later, get Nina's read on her own travel style, destination dates, trip ideas, and helpful tips that are not always easy to find on your own, especially if you're a first timer. Press the subscribe button on your mobile and put this show on lock to get the inside dish on this Flyer Girl's tips, truths, and advice every week. All right, folks, this is a short but sweet episode where I'm talking to a hotel expert by definition. Yeah, she is, her career is based in the hotel business. So for those of you out there with hotel plans this summer or beyond, she's going to be highlighting some hotel booking tips. And, you know, Nina Girl herself will share some of my own. So as you travel more and more, you're going to discover your own personal preferences while you are staying in different types of hotels. Maybe you're going to seek different room types. There's different hotel amenities that are going to matter to you more than others. And of course, you are going to scope out the location of the room and where you want to stay. For example, I only do boutique hotels, generally because these hotels are generally under 50 rooms on a larger scale, maybe under 100. But the whole point of boutique is personalized service. That's what they pride themselves on. And as a traveler, I personally like being called on a first name basis because it makes me feel special as a guest. And it's all about feeling special while you're on vacation. So the first topic when it comes to hotel booking tips is every traveler needs to understand high versus low season. So if you don't know what each of those terms mean, you're going to find out. So if you're booking travel, you should always, always, always take into account whether the city or the country is in their high or low season. This will make a difference in your wallet and how much room you have to spend. High season refers to the most popular times of the year to visit any city or country. And a great example is this, European countries in the summer, Greece, Amalfi Coast, London, they are in high gear. And also, they cost a hell of a lot more than they would in September and October. Unlike high season periods, low seasons are mainly driven by unfavorable weather conditions. So naturally, most people don't want to travel when the weather is not favorable, like Greece. Greece is awesome in the summer and it's hot by day and cool by night. But once you get into those September, October to December months, you don't even want to be in that place because the wind is overbearing and it's freezing cold. That's why it's so cheap to travel to Greece after October. Naturally, this will drive down any traveler's interest in traveling to that city those months of the year. So I asked my hotel expert to drill down into the importance of high and low season separately. Low season is the best time to travel, but you always have to weigh the pros and cons, and depending on how much your wallet could handle, one will outweigh the other. And a great example of this is Thailand. Thailand is dirt cheap in the low season, but this is the con. A lot of times it's because they're going through rainy season or monsoons. So that's no way to explore a city, is when you have a downpour of rain, and I'm talking non-stop rain during the rainy season. So I would advise to get hip with the game and determine when you're travel planning what your high versus low season destinations are. So what would you say is the difference between high season and low season in the hotel industry?
In the hotel industry, the high season is definitely the peak season, which is what you want to avoid because that's when prices go up. Hotels tend to be overbooked at that and you're going to get higher rates. So if you definitely want to utilize the shoulder season and try and use those dates in terms of, you know, saving costs, lower, cheaper flights, better rooms, you'll have a lot more of, you know, a lot more pick of where you want to stay and where you want to go in the low season.
And then hotel season, I mean high season and low season vary around the world.
Great, exactly.
So it's just being mindful of that country's high and low season. So talk about the low season.
The low season.
The benefits?
The benefits of the low season, places are really, some places are destination driven and some places are seasonal driven. So you want to, the low season is when there are no events going on in that specific place. School is in and maybe the weather is a little bit more inclement, so it's not like the ideal weather for you to go there. Yeah, so in the low season, when you know those factors aren't in place, you're definitely gonna get those better hotel deals and those cheaper, you know, cheaper flights. And it's all it all depends on the place that you're going to.
I think what else is there?
Like as an example, Palm Springs or Palm Desert. From January through April is their high season because it's the desert. So going there during the wintertime is you know favorable. Once you hit April is when Coachella happens, and that's kind of like the last straw of their high season. So that will be the peak of their season. July through August is going to be dead because the temperature is in Palm Desert, Palm Springs are over 105 degrees. Literally nobody wants to be there, but you're gonna have a selection of like these luxury homes, you know, pretty much vacant lodging, because being in the desert during the summer is not the most pleasant. However, you would make up for it with like the cost savings involved in that. Yeah,
I like that. Hey. That's a good tip. That's a really good tip. So you'll find that most travelers just book their room online and show up. But if you're really looking for that traveler's experience and to enhance it, you might want to understand your own personal preferences, which I talked about earlier, and request some amenities to enhance your stay. So when people book hotel rooms, is there anything specific you could ask the hotel? Like for me, I typically ask for morning sun, or I ask for, you know, a room with a view if possible, like
yeah,
at the rate that I'm paying, if that's possible. And if I stay there more than once, I feel like they should give it to me.
Yeah.
Because they should know me, at least in some respect. Because I don't stay at chain hotels. I usually stay
at boutiques.
Yes.
Right.
So did you have any insight into room booking or like, you know, the corner rooms? Are they typically larger? You know, with the layout of a hotel, is there a science to that?
There is somewhat of a science to it. Some hotels are more expensive. Okay, some hotels become less expensive as the date arrives because they're doing last minute bookings, and they're doing last minute promotions. However, if you're not a last minute person, I would say the ideal time to check in would be between, since check-in is typically at 3 or 4, it would be between 12 to 3 or 1 to 4 because that's when most of the rooms are clean.
As a side tip, if you listen to episode number 28, this is where I talk about all the Amex Platinum benefits, old and new, if you are a card member. So if you are a card member and you're listening to this episode, and if you haven't, go back and check it out. You have the luxury of requesting an early check-in and late check-out. Did you know you can book up to 100 days in advance in over 100 destinations on the Hotel Tonight app? It's true. Trust and believe. I've road tested and tried this. Of course, you can still book at the last minute if that's more your speed. Because I'll tell you this, I know that's my kind of speed. Spontaneous all the way. Download the Hotel Tonight app and use my promo code. Get a pen, your iPhone, your laptop, whatever you need to write this down. NIBABEL. And this is what you're going to get. You're going to receive $25 off your first booking.
For housekeeping, they've cleaned all those rooms. So, and guests leave typically by 11. So in that window, you'll probably have the biggest selection of rooms. And then being really nice to your front desk person is probably going to be like the key to success. Right. Yeah. Definitely treat them like a person because, you know, they're going to have your best interest in mind. And you can always re-request a room if they say you're on the fourth floor, you know, ask if they have a higher floor. Typically, if they do and you go and there's a lot of vacancies or like low occupancy rates that day, then they'll probably, you know, be able to do something for you.
So what would be, when you say low occupancy rates that day, what days of the week are typically low occupancy rates? Is there a science to that too? No?
There is. It depends on the destination. So if it's more of a like a business city or a metropolitan city when people are coming in for work, then Monday through Friday will be that will be a little bit more busy. We'll have higher occupancy versus going on the weekends. And if it's more of a vacation spot, then obviously the weekends will be higher rates. So depending on what city you go to, if it's for work or for, you know, pleasure, will depend on, you know, which days are the most, I guess you'd say, desirable.
Thanks for tuning in to the Flyer Girl Talk Show. If you have the travel feels and possess the Keep a 100 in your life, tune in each week for Real Travel Talk, where Nina will give you the deets, tools, and travel advice that you need. Review the show in iTunes, and even better, don't forget to subscribe so you never, ever, ever miss another episode. Like what you heard? Then I want you to share it and help me spread the word. I'm on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, TuneIn, AutoRadio, Google Play Music, and Alexa. And if you can't get enough, then get social with the Flyer Girl herself, who uses the handle @NinaBabel on Instagram and Twitter. Travel, people, is my passion, and therapy. So if you've listened to my past travel episodes, that's Flyer Girl Talk, you will know my travel personality. After all, again, I've traveled to 32 countries. It's expanded my mind over the years, and you know what? It fills in those gaps, those ebbs and flows that everyone has in their life. Travel resets me, and it brings the power and love back into my life. Who out there is going to Cartagena, Colombia this summer or later this year? Well, you're going to want to tune in next week when I talk about my fabulous trip experiences. And you want to follow some of my travel shenanigans. Flyer Girl keeps it 100. She keeps it real. She keeps it true. Smooches.